Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today we're talking about three things that everybody needs to make them a happy, happy person. The first is someone to love. When we talk about someone to love, we often think about relationships and family, and we isolate that down to one individual or a couple, and that is fantastic. That is really important, to find someone to love. And the more people we can love, the better it is, of course. If we can love the world, we would be a saint. If we can love people at work, we would be even better, and it goes on. But we can also expand this someone into something, and we can talk about life as being the ability to love anything, not only some person. Now, the good thing about someone to love, even if it's a dog, is you get feedback. You get instant feedback. The bad thing about that is that if the feedback is not what you're looking for, if the feedback is not positive, you feel a little bit one-sided, like you've put your neck out and you've loved somebody, but they don't give you back. And so we try to evolve that into a state of what's called unconditional love. And unconditional love is really different to love. Someone to love means there is a condition to it. If they, as long as that person gives you feedback, as long as that person does what you want, you can say, I love you. But if they don't do what you want and don't do what you say, are you still able to love them? And so conditional love and unconditional love have an arm wrestle on the table. We want when we say someone to love is really important, it is, but the someone to love will always have a condition, and therefore learning how to love unconditionally becomes a powerful asset, because it means you can love anybody. You don't have the condition that they come home. You don't have the condition that you marry them. You don't have the condition that they be good. You don't have the condition that they obey you or be like you. You just have unconditional love. Now, unconditional love is another word for absolute perfect balance. When you see somebody in their positive and negative state, you start to move away from infatuation, which is typically what we classify as the word love. We start to move toward balanced love, which is unconditional. Now, if we follow the laws of nature, you'll find that there is a third law which says nothing's ever missing. It just changes in form. And unconditional love tests this. It says if the person is alive, do you love them? If they're dead, do you love them? If they're here, do you love them? If they're not here, do you love them? In other words, the third principle of the third universal law tests you as to whether your love is conditional or unconditional. So let's go now on to the second step of the three things that we require to make us happy. Something to do. Now, there is a spectrum of things to do, such as mow the lawn or clean the bathroom or cook the dinner or go to work or attend a meeting or be on time or drive carefully. There's a spectrum of things to do, all the way from things that are really great fun that we love doing and some things that we really begrudgingly do. And so the something to do is sort of pretty easy to say, and I think it really does mean what it says. It means You need to be busy. You need to be occupied. You need to be doing things, not just cogitating and thinking. Now, lamenting thinking deeply in yourself, contemplating and retrospective thought, this is not doing. It's thinking. Thinking is different to doing. Doing means activity. You mop the floor. Mow the lawn, clean the garden. And therefore, you end up doing things. And that is why we have standing desk. It encourages us to just do more than think. So the doing needs a quality to it. And we talk about doing in the language of vision, inspiration, and purpose. Three things. Vision means we know what we're doing. We've got a priority. Inspiration means we're enjoying it as we do it. Purpose means there's a reason for doing it. And vision, inspiration, and purpose becomes really important. The final step in the things that make people happy and are very important for healthy life are something to do. I think the idea of people being active, going out and walking and get activity in some sense correlating that to the idea that we're going to live long if we stay active is wrong. I think that's completely incorrect. If we go for a walk and there's nothing to look forward to in life, we don't have next week something we're really keen to do, we don't have something tomorrow we're looking forward to, we don't have something next year, we don't have a platform of things to look forward to, then the walk is killing us, because we will be thinking about things that we're not looking forward to. We will fill our walk, or we fill our activity, with reluctance, with resentment, with foreboding. And so to overcome this human nature aspect of always thinking of the foreboding, what could possibly go wrong, we need to fill our minds with something to look forward to. And this is really important stuff when it comes to daily planning, when it comes to scheduling, when it comes to the whole aspect of mapping out your day, week, month, year, something to look forward to. And if it's something you're not looking forward to, it, see if you can spin it and word it in a way that it links to something that you are looking forward to. What I always say to people is link it or sink it. Anyway, they're the three things that I think are really important for life. There's the three little explanations of how to do it. If I can be of any further help in developing your something, someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to, please don't hesitate to be in touch. This is Chris Walker. Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.